All right, folks, welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and if you're feeling a little overwhelmed by your thoughts and emotions, trust me, you're not alone. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, constantly barreling towards the next worry or fear? You know that feeling when you get caught in an emotional roller coaster, spiraling up and down without a clear exit? We've all been there. But here's the good news. Understanding how our thoughts and emotions work is the first step to actually calming that mental storm. And that's exactly what we're diving into today, learning to become better detectives of our own minds. Think of it like this. Your thoughts are like radio waves, constantly broadcasting in and out of your head. Some are positive, some are negative, and a whole bunch just kind of drone on in the background. Our emotions? They're like the volume knobs on those radio waves turning up or down depending on what kind of signal is coming through. So how do we start understanding this complex system? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. First off, accept that your thoughts are not facts. Just because you think something doesn't mean it's actually true. Remember that movie Inception? Your mind can be a powerful place, creating elaborate worlds and scenarios that aren't necessarily real. So don't get caught up in believing every thought like it's gospel. Question them, challenge them, and see if they hold up to scrutiny. Second, practice mindfulness, being present in the moment. You know how sometimes you get so lost in your head thinking about the past or worrying about the future that you miss out on the beauty of right now? Mindfulness helps us anchor ourselves to the present, noticing our breath, our surroundings, and our physical sensations. It's like hitting the pause button on those runaway thoughts and giving yourself a moment to breathe. Third, recognize your emotional triggers. We all have them, certain people, situations, or even words that can send our emotions spiraling. Identifying these triggers is crucial because it allows us to prepare for them, manage our responses, and avoid being caught off guard. Imagine it like knowing your enemy's weaknesses, you can strategize better and navigate the situation with more confidence. Fourth, cultivate healthy coping mechanisms. This doesn't mean hiding from your emotions or trying to suppress them. It means finding constructive ways to process them. Think exercise, journaling, spending time in nature, listening to music, whatever helps you release those feelings in a positive way. It's like having a toolbox of mental and emotional first aid kits ready to go. Finally, remember that it's okay to ask for help. We don't have to go through this journey alone. Talking to a therapist, counselor, or trusted friend can provide invaluable support, guidance, and perspective. Think of it like having a GPS for your emotional well-being, someone who can help you navigate the twists and turns and reach your destination. Now let me paint you a picture. Picture Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, family, and trying to keep her sanity. Lately, she's been feeling overwhelmed by anxiety. Her mind races with worries about deadlines, school events, and even what to make for dinner. She's constantly on edge, snapping at her kids and feeling drained. But Sarah decides to take action. She starts practicing mindfulness, paying attention to her breath and taking a few minutes each day to simply be present. She identifies her triggers being rush, having too many things on her plate, and not getting enough sleep. She learns to say no more often, prioritize tasks, and delegate responsibilities. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to regain control. Her anxiety lessens, she feels calmer, and she's able to enjoy those precious moments with her family again. The key takeaway here, folks, is that understanding your thoughts and emotions is the first step towards managing them effectively. It's about becoming more self-aware, learning your patterns, and developing healthy coping mechanisms. It's a journey, not a destination, but every step you take brings you closer to living a calmer, more fulfilling life. So, go out there and start exploring your own mind. Ask yourself questions, pay attention to your feelings, and don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. I'm here with you every step of the way. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay calm, stay controlled, and remember to be courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.